U.S. President Barack Obama has urged Congress to immediately pass his plan to revive the American economy. Obama says his American Jobs Act would put thousands of unemployed people back to work. He warned that he will hold the Republicans to account at the polls if his plan is blocked. Meanwhile, a new opinion poll says 59% of Americans blame current economic woes on policies Washington has adopted after the 9/11 attacks. According to the Brookings Institute survey, many Americans think the government has overinvested in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as alliance-building aid. Libyan revolutionaries are advancing toward Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. A revolutionary military commander says a key valley just 60 kilometers west of Sirte has been captured. Meanwhile, the Libyan National Transitional Council says it has located Gaddafi without mentioning his location. Thousands of Yemenis have staged fresh anti-regime demonstrations in the capital Sana'a, as well as the cities of Taiz and Baydah. The protesters demanded the downfall of Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime. Saleh has been in Saudi Arabia since early June, this after being injured in an attack on his presidential palace. A new wave of protests has hit Greece as the government steps up its spending cuts. Doctors, dentists and cab drivers have gone on strike to protest the austerity measures implemented by Athens. Teachers, tax office workers and garbage collectors are also expected to walk off their jobs. Israeli settlers have once again vandalized a mosque in the occupied West Bank. Settlers have sprayed graffiti on a mosque south of Nablus. They also torched two Palestinian cars during the overnight attack. This is the second time in the past days that Israeli vandals have attacked mosques in the West Bank. Police have clashed with protesters in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Demonstrators demanded the payment of salary arrears and job confirmation for casual employees. Police used water cannons to disperse scores of state government employees in the city of Srinagar. Police say they have made several arrests. And Somalia's prime minister says his government is willing to enter into dialogue with Al-Shabaab fighters. Abdiweli Muhammad Ali made the remark in a meeting of East African leaders in Kenya. Ali told reporters that his government is always open to discussions and dialogues.